This is a CK to Z news update. Good Libations winemaker has announced its annual apple juice fundraiser to support the Cortez Food Bank. CK to Z News spoke with Lonnie Taylor, who is coordinating the project and works as an apprentice at Good Libations, as well as a board member of Cortez Community Economic Development Association, or CEDA.
It seems like in both of those roles, there's this overlap of food security that you're working with.
I'm definitely passionate about food and beverages, and I have this permaculture background and interest, and I moved to Cortez to homestead, so yeah, life is focused around food for me. And the idea of sustainability and long-term food security.
Which is such a huge topic right now. Would you like to recap the details of the fundraiser?
Basically, the details are if you have an overabundance of apples or apples that you would like to donate for the benefit of the food bank, you can bring them to Good Libations during our business hours. And we will then press those apples into juice. And we are taking orders from anyone that's interested in buying the juice. We're taking pre-orders. And you have the option of buying apple ginger lime infused juice or just normal apple juice.
Ginger and lime, that sounds delicious.
As a juice, as a raw, unpasteurized, fresh-pressed juice, it's just divine. And it's been a fun little project to do because, I mean, people can get that done with their own apples at Good Libations, but it's not very common. But it's becoming, I think, more popular as people taste it.
What quantity do people need to sign up for the juice?
Right now, 2 and 4 liters is what we're offering because we have a very low amount of apples donated currently. Mm-hmm. In the past, we've really had a fluctuation of how much apples we get through this program. So 2 years ago, it was at least 1,000 pounds, but last year it was probably closer to 500 pounds. That kind of dictates what we can offer as far as quantity.
So how many people have donated so far, and do you have a sense of how many more might come to you?
This year, I've already had 2 individuals donate apples, and, you know, one donation was 15 pounds, but the other was over 100, maybe 200 pounds. So, yeah, everything helps, and last year, maybe half a dozen people donated, but the difference was some of the people donated several hundred pounds, because it really is an issue of overabundance for especially aging people or just second homeowners that don't have the time or resources to harvest all the apples when they need to be harvested. And so they're just trying to move the food to a usable source, which part of food security is minimizing food waste. So that's what I'm most passionate about with this project, is that not only are we benefiting the food bank, we're just making use of otherwise unused apples.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's also a recurrent message that windfall apples or even apples left on the tree are an attraction to bears, which we're trying to avoid.
Totally. I mean, all wildlife is going to go after that. And speaking of wildlife, by having people harvest trees that would otherwise be left alone and clearing the deadfall under the tree, you're also protecting from more propagation of apple maggot. So yeah, that's a good thing to promote as well. And that's something we like to tell people about with their apple care, because apple maggot is not just in apples, but it's in a lot of fruit on Cortez, and it's totally here. So trying to minimize the spread of apple maggot by cutting off their reproductive cycle and clearing deadfall under your tree is really, really helpful.
And I think it's also important for you that people bring in the apples as soon as they're harvested. And does that mean it's better to connect with you first to let you know they're going to be coming in?
Yeah, it's always best to connect with us first. And we can also answer any questions you might have about when to harvest and how to store your apples. But yes, it's really important to bring the apples in as soon as you harvest them, especially if you don't have a walk-in cooler to keep your hundreds of pounds of apples, because deceivingly, apples can dehydrate if they're just picked and left in a shady shed or, you know, on the back porch or even the basement. So yeah, we always encourage bring them in, give us a call first, and we'll make sure there's space in the cooler, which we have a capacity of over 3,000 pounds. So we're usually able to accommodate all our customers' apples on a weekly basis.
And are there other food security programs that either Good Libations or CETA are currently running or are thinking about?
That's a very good question. Good Libations is really interested in creating a succession plan. That's why I'm an apprentice. And part of that hope and passion is to create and sustain the food programs that we are offering with this and beyond. Generally, it's seen as a community asset to have a hydraulic fruit press and have the community have access to it and be able to come and bring their fruit and press their juice and, like, make something out of that to preserve it. And Good Libations is definitely interested in expanding and maintaining that kind of service. Whether that means more food hub infrastructure, that would be great. We're just in dream stages right now. CETA is also really supportive of food security programming, and what's on our horizon that could definitely be related to that is this October, we have a grant that is funding consultants and a site designer to do community outreach in October and beyond into the winter around the long-term planning of the CETA commercial land that we're calling placeholder name Village Commons. So that space is commercially zoned, and we're basically going to be referring to the LEAP report, our strategic plan, and community outreach done over the next several months to decide what to do with that property, both in the short term and the long term. And we're trying to hold space for the entire downtown core while we do that planning, and inviting leaders in different organizations surrounding CETA, SCCA, the Food Co-op, CCHA, the Rainbow Ridge Housing Society Project. We're all trying to connect and create an environment with the community to have those conversations and decide what we really need. And we've already established that there's definitely a need for more food infrastructure, especially food storage and food processing and ways to support value-added food businesses. So these are all dreams, and we're in a good, exciting planning stage with that. And the need for community input is always super important and welcome.
Great. Thank you. You actually answered the question I had, that I had seen there was talk of food storage or commercial kitchen space going up into that CETA commercial space at some point. So it sounds like it's still in discussion.
There's an opportunity to develop food hub space in a lot of pieces of property right now that are in community-oriented hands. So all the people that are in control of those properties are being invited to be a part of this planning process, so that bigger ideas can become a reality and we can just establish the best place for specific infrastructure and then figure out how to fund it and bring it to fruition.
You've been listening to an interview with Lonnie Taylor about the Good Libations annual Apple Juice Fundraiser.